Triple M Rush Hour listener exclusive.
Not just any old exclusive. We are set to reveal the Dally M winner. What, 6 days in advance?
Yeah.
Seven days in advance?
We've got our crystal balls. We're Nostradamus. We've got all the predictions ready. We've seen the top five on Monday night be announced, and they were Nathan Cleary, Tommy Turbo, Cody Walker, DCE, and Teddy. We're going to work out the next six games and tell you who the winner of this thing is.
We're like that peanut on TikTok that was said he'd figured out the algorithm for the COVID cases.
Oh, and then got COVID.
Yeah, and then he did get COVID.
Yeah.
We wish him a speedy recovery. But the Muppet was going on there and saying, I figured out the algorithm. I know what the numbers are going to be every day when he was getting leaked the information.
You had a leak, brother. You had a leak.
Government.
Call the plumber.
We do not have a leak. We just have great big brains.
We have foresight.
We have
intuition. And the fact that you've come here to our listener app means that you want to know as much
as
we do.
Means that you know that we've got intuition and all that stuff. Right, let's just roll through. We know that those are the scores from round 19.
Yes.
Nath 24, Turbo 23. Cody and DCE both on 17 and Teddy on 15. We are going to walk you through the rounds. MG's going to tell you exactly how the votes will roll out and we can reveal the Dally M medalist for 2021. Round 20, the Roosters defeated the Parramatta Eels 28-0. MG, how does Teddy go?
Teddy gets 3 points.
Going through all the round 20 games here. The Panthers lose to the Storm 37-10.
Yeah, Nathan wouldn't have got any points then.
Right.
Because I don't think Nathan didn't play.
Souths do an absolute number on the Dragons, 50-14.
You got to think Cody's getting three.
And Manly, 40-22 over the Sharks to finish off round 20.
You've got to think Turbo's getting three, probably DC one.
Right. Okay. We move along to round 21. The Bunnies defeat the Eels 40-12.
Again, Cody Walker was very, very good. This was a game where I'd say Adam Reynolds would be close to the man of the match, but I think Cody's...
Mansour had a double.
Mm,
Jackson Paulo had a double.
Yeah. Let's give Cody three, Adam Reynolds two.
All right. Interesting. Then we go to the Panthers-Roosters game. Panthers with a 20-14 win over the Roosters.
Yeah, Nathan didn't play. Nathan was out.
So he stays on 24 votes. Does Teddy get a vote in a losing game?
No.
Okay.
No, Teddy wasn't. Teddy was good, but he wasn't. Burton was the man of the match in this game. Burton was excellent.
Manly with a 28-18 loss against the Melbourne Storm. Do we see DCE or Turbo getting a vote?
No, we don't. So Nico Hines starred in this game. Ollam was great. Pappenhausen, Munster. So, yeah, no points.
All right, all the votes going the way of the Storm players. So we move along to round 22. Panthers 34-16 over the Dragons.
Yeah, I think Nathan got a point in that game. It was his first game back from the injury. So
yes, it was.
I'll give him a point in that game.
All right.
Because I think Dill Edwards was man of the match in that game, if memory serves.
21-20, the Roosters with that nail-biting win over the Broncos.
Teddy three.
Teddy gets the full three.
Yeah, he scored in the 61st minute and he was instrumental in that victory.
All right. Rabbitohs thumped the Titans 36-6.
Yeah, it was Adam Reynolds' show. He would have got three, Cody two.
Okay. And Manly similarly handed out a thumping to the Eels, 56-10.
Oh, you've got to give Turbo three.
Turbo three. What about DC? Any votes?
Yeah, two.
Turbo just had the one try.
Yeah, he set up about three or four.
Yeah, he set up a lot. So Turbo with the one. Turbo with three.
Yep.
And DCE gets one. Okay, so as we head into round 23, here is your score update according to, it's the official score.
It's the
official score.
According to
Tom Trbojevic leads on 29 votes. Cody Walker and Nathan Cleary are both on 25. Teddy is on 21. And DCE is at the back of the field on 19. Okay, let's get into it. Round 23, Manly with a 1-point win over the Raiders, 19-18.
DCE, 2 points.
Nothing for Turbo?
Didn't play.
Didn't play, see? Wait, this is me just checking the machine, and the machine is working soundly.
Funa played fullback that game.
Yes. 25-12, the Panthers over the Bunnies.
Yes, I think Nathan would have got three.
Nathan gets three. Any votes for Cody?
No.
Okay, he stays on 25. Roosters 40 to the Dragons 22.
Yeah, three for Teddy.
Okay, we move to round 24. Roosters, Rabbitohs, a 54-12 belting.
This was the Latrell show. And I think Cody would have got, let's give him 2 points for that game.
You reckon he jags a couple there? Okay.
He was awesome, man. He was awesome.
Manly 36, Bulldogs 18.
Yeah, Tommy. Another hat trick, wasn't it?
He had a hat trick. Yep. 43rd, 66, 72nd minute.
DCE, no. I would have given Garrick 2 points in that game and probably Olakau 2-1.
Olakau 2 is very good in that one. And then lastly, Panthers over the West Tigers 30-16.
Yeah, this was up at Redcliffe, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, it was. Morton Daly Stadium.
I would have given Nathan 2 points.
2 points. Okay.
Yes.
So here's how we stand heading into the final round of the season. And remember, this is the official Dally M announcement. You're hearing it a week early. Out of the top five, as they were announced on Fox, and thank you for Fox Sports for doing that that night one for us, as we officially announce here on the podcast. Daly Cherry Evans on 21 votes. He's out of it. Can't get there. James Tedesco, 24 votes. Can't get there. Cody Walker, 27 points, votes, can't get there. He's going to finish in third position. The Dally M medal is out of Nathan Cleary on 30 votes and Tom Trbojevic currently on 32 votes. Let's go to the games. We'll get through the cosmetics of it. Roosters 40-16. Any votes for Teddy?
Yeah, you got one. All right. I think I'll go the man of the match that game to Takeahau, and I think Kieran scored a hat-trick. So
Okay. Right.
Was good.
Let's do Rabbitohs Dragons next so we can finish off Cody Walker's count as well, please. 20-16 over the Dragons.
Yeah, that was they were rested that game. That were the young guys played. So
no Cody votes for enough. Cody Walker. No. Okay, so he finishes his count on 27. Right. Don't tell us for Manly. We know that they went in full strength in this final game. 46-18 over the Cowboys. The Panthers 40-6 over the Eels. We know they went in full strength as well. Did DCE get any votes for you in that final game?
You got one.
He gets one. Okay. 22, Daly Cherry Evans. 25, James Tedesco. 27, Cody Walker. They are your minor place getters. MG, tell me, does Nathan Cleary get any votes in the 40-6 win over the Parramatta Eels?
Yeah, he gets two.
He finishes on 32. So Tom Trbojevic, we know you're giving one to Daly Cherry Evans. Does Tom Trbojevic get the 2 votes or the 3 votes in the win over the Cowboys?
He gets the three.
He gets the three!
He's man of the match.
Man of the match!
Scores a try, the two tries of the year. Scores another hat-trick. He was instrumental in Manly coming fourth. He was man of the match in that game.
And he is the 2021 Dally M Medalist of the Year with 35 votes. Congratulations, Tom Trbojevic.
Good work, Turbo. How many did Nathan finish on?
Nathan finishes with 32.
Ooh, nice close.
And how many games missed through injury?
Oh, they both missed about the same. I think six.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a good count. I like that count.
Well, I think
it's going to be pretty accurate. I think them two, it's out of them two. Nathan might have got 3 points against Parramatta in the last game, but that would only put him on 33. Turbo was definitely, every time he got a hat-trick, he was man of the match, and he got it 5 times this year. So there's 5 man of the matches. There's 15 points. He's the most tries ever from a fullback in an NRL season. So records were broken last year by the Panthers in a massive way, and this year Manly seemed to be the ones with Ruben Garrick scoring 300 points for the first time and Turbo being the first fullback to score 27 tries.
As you talk through that, producer Charlie's just sending through the data. Cleary played 18 games, Turbo 17, so he's beaten him with one less game. As you're talking about what Tom Trbojevic has achieved so far this year, it's reminding me, I'm getting, jumping into my memory, is the Jarryd Hayne season with the Eels.
2009?
When he dragged them to a grand final and they eventually lost, but it has echoes of that season.
Yeah. I am recency biased. What's in my mind as I'm getting older, the stays with me a lot longer, the years that are closer to me. But I do remember I was on the sideline a couple of them games for Channel 9 for the Hayne plane destruction of other teams, and he was just he was on another wavelength. Ben Barber, similar, had another similar season for the Bulldogs. But I don't think any were better than Tommy's.
You know what happened in 2009, don't you?
What's that?
When Hayne took him to the grand final.
He got Dally M player?
Yeah, but what happened in the grand final?
He got beaten.
By the Storm.
By Melbourne.
Imagine if they do it again.
Oh, what's on the cards?
Imagine if they ruin another fullback. Just player. Fairy tale story.
Yeah, well, that's on the cards because, you know, Penrith and Melbourne this week is going to be a hard one for the Panthers to win. And I think Manly are up to their eyeballs against the Roosters. So
Storm,
let the games begin.
Storm's ruin things. Let's be honest. You're outside, well, it's a sunny day, and you're having a picnic. You're having a game.
South did.
Storm's ruined
all.
Stuff.
South ruined it all.
Storm's
you shouldn't
ruined
have been Penrith
things.
Or South Sydney.
Well, MG, well done to you on sourcing the exact data from the Dally M medal. Congratulations, Tom Trbojevic. If you want to see a televised replay of the count we just did, I think you can watch it next week on Fox Sports.
Next Monday.
Thank you to the NRL for giving us permission to officially announce this a week early. We know you went out on a limb by doing so, but I think the show speaks for itself and we were worthy of the honour.